This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are with Linda Lauren, a fourth-generation psychic medium, color and energy artist, author, and Reiki practitioner who connects with people who come to her for guidance through the color and energy she senses around them. Linda, known as the travel psychic, also uses that energy to guide her clients with their travel plans. Linda, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. It's so nice to be here.
Well, thank you. So I understand you work with the color and energy of a person. How do you do that?
Basically, I look at a person and I receive colors just by looking at them. Like if they talk to me, they open their mouth, I start to see bubbles, all kinds of different colors. And those colors tell me whether or not they're feeling good, whether they're sad, whether there's something they should know. It just gives me some information. And it's based on the energy systems in our body, which are called chakras. They're Sanskrit for wheel. So we have energy wheels in our bodies, and each wheel has a color. And you can't see these wheels, but when they're out of alignment, they need to be realigned, and it will make you feel better and work better. And basically what I do there is to teach a person how to meditate. It's like I will have them go within and teach them deep breathing.
So you mentioned meditation. What are the benefits of meditation?
I'm talking about meditation from the standpoint of breathing. Basically, when you meditate and you go within and you slow down your breath and you are mindful, as we say, you are going to respond to life, which is with reason, rather than react to it, which is with emotion. And that, in and of itself, will begin to help your physical body and your mental state, because it will help to lower blood pressure. It's proven to lower blood pressure. It's proven to help with aches and pains. It helps the mind with clear thinking. And the fact that it controls us from reacting is a blessing, because it allows us to think for ourselves rather than be open to all of the things that other people are saying that might not be to our advantage.
So how does one actually meditate?
Well, I always like to say make an appointment with yourself and make sure that no one's going to be bothering you and no one's around to interfere, and at least 20 minutes, take at least 10 to 20 minutes aside, at least once a day, at least, and put a sign on your door if you have to, but just go into a private area, your bedroom, your office, wherever you cannot be disturbed. And you slowly start to deep breathe, and you'll breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. And you just slowly allow your breath to circulate within you. You can listen to things outside of yourself while you're going within yourself, like the sound of maybe birds or machines even. I mean, it doesn't matter, cars. After a while, those things will go out of your head, because you will be not focusing on them so acutely. You'll be actually focusing in a way that will be more advantageous to what you can do with those sounds. Because a lot of people get upset with what they hear, and that's because they are reacting. And like I said, we don't want to react. We want to respond. So breathing slowly. When people say, oh, take a deep breath, you'll feel better, they're not kidding. If you make a practice of it in your life, you'll feel better all the time.
Today we are with Linda Lauren, a fourth-generation psychic medium, color and energy artist, author, and Reiki practitioner who connects with people who come to her for guidance through the color and energy she senses around them, here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Linda, how long have you personally been meditating?
Oh, man. Well, decades. Decades. I have been meditating most of my life, I would say, since I'm about 12 or 13. And I learned to just breathe. I mean, my mother taught me, you know, just breathe. When you feel you want to calm down or you want to feel better, just go into your room, light a little candle, she'd say to me, and breathe. And at 12 years old, you know, I was allowed to light candles. But one candle would be a little votive. And I would just go into just a calmness. And I've been doing that all my life. And I really enjoy it. And it's been decades now. Decades. I'm definitely over 40. I've been doing this about 45 years, so it's a while.
Now, how many sessions And how often do you meditate?
Okay, I would say I always open and close my day. Always. And I try to do at least a meditation, well, first opening, then closing it, and then the middle of the day in between clients. I will try to take some time out to do that. And if I have some really big decisions that I have to make, I definitely go into my, you know, private space of meditation and think about those. There are two different types of meditation. There's passive and there's aggressive. Aggressive is when we are focusing on an issue and we want it resolved through our meditative thinking process. Passive is just when you want to just calm down and relax and let things just flow through you. So aggressive meditation would be something you have something definitely to focus on, which is what I would do maybe during the day. But basically, I would say at least two or three times, definitely twice, maybe more a day.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and to also be in contact with you there?
LindaLauren.com, and it's LindaLauren. And I have right there, you can also find on I have a Facebook fan page. I'm also on Twitter as Linda Lauren. And Linda Lauren Fans is the page that I have on Facebook. And then I also have a Pinterest account. And there are a lot of ways to connect with me. And but the website is best. The website always has up-to-date videos and things that are going on and what you can participate in. And it's LindaLauren.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
Okay, I would say that every time they feel a little bit upset or they need some grounding and they want to be meditative but there's not enough time, you can do a 60-second meditation. I have a video on my site. You can go to my page there and see it. But basically what it is, I designed it so that people can, in 60 seconds, I should say in 60 minutes, 60 seconds, you will allow yourself to calm down. And basically it's putting your hands together above, over your head, almost like in prayer-like position. And as you're doing so, you take a deep, slow breath, and you inhale through your nose. And as you bring your hands down, you're bringing them down, still in prayer-like position, in the front of your body, down towards your waist. You're letting out the breath, and then you're sweeping your hands across the rest of your body. That's it. So basically, it's a calming in and out centering. I call it a centering 60-second meditation, and you can find it on my site if anyone needs help.
We've been speaking with Linda Lauren, a fourth-generation psychic medium, color and energy artist, author, and Reiki practitioner who connects with people who come to her for guidance through the color and energy she senses around them. And once again, the website of reference is LindaLauren.com. Linda, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure. God bless.
Take care, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.